Hello, and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your subconscious mind to improve your life. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and hypnosis instructor. In today's episode, we'll be discussing the power of self-forgiveness and what makes self-forgiveness so difficult. You'll also have the opportunity to experience a mini hypnosis session focused on self-forgiveness. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that this podcast inspires you to make your life better. When someone else hurts you, it can take time, but usually there reaches a point where you forgive them and let it go. But when you do something, it can seem that it is much more difficult to forgive yourself. So, what makes forgiving yourself more difficult? There are two things that make self-forgiveness more difficult: guilt and shame. Guilt and shame are actually judgments that affect your feelings. Guilt is a judgment of thinking that you did something wrong. When you experience guilt, it means that somehow you violated your moral code. Shame is a judgment that there's something inherently wrong with you, that you are defective, flawed, or unacceptable. Shame is a slow accumulation of negative thoughts about oneself that eventually lead to shame invoking self-beliefs. When guilt or shame or both are present, they perpetuate the cycle of self-suffering and allow you to continue being hard on yourself both consciously and unconsciously, and this can keep you locked in the prison of the past. Guilt and shame lock in emotion and feeling within the body, feelings like sadness, anger, and resentment. Without guilt or shame present, these emotions are much easier to process. If you are experiencing guilt, it's important to ask what judgment you're passing on yourself. What part of your moral code do you believe that you violated? To release the guilt, one needs to become aware of the judgments that they carry. This takes some practice in getting used to, but when you stop judging yourself, you can stop feeling guilty. This enables feelings to flow more freely, making the process of self-forgiveness much easier. When you begin looking at yourself differently and in a more positive light, it also enables the confidence and self-esteem to increase. What if everything that you did was neither right nor wrong? What if there was only experiences that you could evolve from, learn and grow from? What if everything that you perceive that you've done wrong in the past was actually a teacher for you? If you perceive your past actions in this way, you can learn from them and make better decisions as you move forward in life. By acknowledging past behaviors, learning from it, applying that learning, and starting to make a new commitment to make better choices in behavior in the future, and forgiving yourself, you can free yourself from the guilt cycle. It's not always easy to forgive oneself for what they did. They can, however, forgive themselves for why they did it. There is always a reason behind why we behave in a certain way. Behaviors may hurt or harm another, but this is often done unintentionally. And there is always reasoning behind the behavior. Shame is different from guilt. Shame is the belief that there is something inherently wrong with us. Most shame begins in childhood. Children are still learning. Children behave innocently and make honest, simple mistakes because they don't know differently. This can lead to being shamed by a parent, a peer, or authority figure. And this can lead to a feeling of embarrassment, ridicule, or humiliation. And when this happens repeatedly, it can compound that feeling of shame, making it stronger. To release shame, one needs to become aware of what it is that they are ashamed of specifically, and then work to change the belief system about what they believe to be true. So how can we forgive ourselves? The first step is to honor the current feelings and emotions. Allow yourself to own any mistakes that you've made. Honor that you are human and that you are allowed to make mistakes, and learn from them. This is about accepting what you did and then creating a plan to allow yourself to move forwards in life. The next step is reframing your understanding of the situation. Begin to understand at a deeper level why you reacted the way that you did in this situation. Was your reaction based in fear or anger? Recognize the reasoning behind the behaviors. The next step is to notice what you've learned from the situation, and then begin to understand how you can take this learning to improve yourself. Contemplate how you could apply this learning in future times, places, and situations. Then put that learning into action. Begin using new behaviors that reflect this learning. And the next step is choosing to be gentle with yourself. Giving yourself affirmations such as, "I'm allowed to make errors and learn from them. I have learned from this situation, and I am taking the appropriate steps to ensure that I behave differently in the future. I forgive myself." It can be very beneficial to ask yourself appropriate questions to help you process the shame and the guilt. The questions that I'm going to share with you can be used as a means of processing negative belief systems. Is this thought about me really true? How do I know that it's true? What is the evidence for this thought about myself? What is the evidence against this thought about myself? Can I think of any times when this thought about myself has not been true? Is this thought helping me or hurting me? Who would I be if I let go of this thought? What could I do if I could let go of this thought? Am I willing to release this thought? And what's the worst thing that could happen if I let go of this thought? When you release guilt and shame and learn to forgive yourself, you'll be able to further release yourself from the past so that you can work towards building a better future. In the following exercise, you'll have the opportunity to practice some self-forgiveness. So find a place where you won't be disturbed for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And when you're ready, close your eyes. And with your eyes closed, begin to focus on your breathing, feeling the coolness as you breathe in, and feeling the warmth as you breathe out. The coolness as you breathe in, and the warmth as you breathe out. And allow every breath that you take to move you further and deeper into relaxation. And just allow yourself to picture in your mind a very comfortable place, a safe place. Wherever that place is, maybe it's lying comfortably on a beach somewhere being warmed by the sun, or maybe it's somewhere else in nature. Just see that place in your mind, or imagine that you see it. The same purpose is served. And as you picture or think about what that place is like, notice that you become more and more relaxed, more and more at ease. Just continue to enjoy that scene in your mind as I count from 10 to 1. And as I count from 10 to 1, move further into relaxation. Starting now at 10. 9. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, resting comfortably. And in this relaxed, focused state of awareness that you're in now, you can begin by allowing yourself to honor your current feelings, honor your emotions. You can allow yourself to own any mistakes that you might have made in the past. You can honor that you are human, that you are allowed to make mistakes, and that you're allowed to learn from them. And as you connect to those feelings, you can think about any situation in the past where you perceive that you made a mistake, simply observing that situation in your mind. You can begin to understand at a deeper level why you reacted the way that you did in that situation. Was your reaction based in fear or anger? Begin to recognize the reasoning behind the behaviors. Now begin to notice what you learned from the situation, simply recognizing the lessons. Begin to understand how you can take this learning to improve yourself. Contemplate how you could apply this learning in future times, places, and situations. Imagine yourself putting this learning into action. Experience yourself using new behaviors that reflect this learning. Notice how good that feels. That's right. Now it's time to be gentle with yourself. You can recognize that you're allowed to make mistakes, that you're allowed to make errors, that this is part of the human experience, and that you are learning from them, that you have learned from these situations and experiences, that you are taking appropriate steps to behave differently in the future. Choose to forgive yourself. You can say in your mind or repeat the words out loud to give them greater strength. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Notice how it feels. Are you able to take those words in? Notice what happens in your body. Good. The more that you allow yourself to recognize that every situation is simply a learning experience, that you are allowed to make errors and learn from them, that you can take appropriate steps to behave differently in the future, you can let go of any guilt or shame. and move towards forgiveness. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and as I do, bring yourself back to full waking consciousness and awareness, starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation, 2, 3, 4, coming up, 5, 6, 7, 8, coming up, 9, and 10, eyes wide open. Back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. I hope that you found this episode inspiring and informative. If you're interested in learning more about hypnosis, you can visit my website at www.donaldcurry.com. I have a variety of hypnosis MP3 programs available for download on my site. If you would like to become a hypnotist or a hypnotherapist, visit www.mindinstitute.online. Take care and be well until next time.